Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Can we start by asking about Firmino then?
Yeah, we can. But did you ask a question or just did you ask if we can ask about Bobby Firmino?
Can we start with just your emotion? It was emotional for him, was it? Emotional for you?
Definitely. So now his kids, I'm not sure. Maybe the eldest one is older than 7, probably. That means I know them all since they were babies. That's kind of creating the same family. So the two boys who came on obviously showed today immediately what we will miss. It's Millie's mentality. I don't want to underestimate and really his football, because he played really good football here and today again. But the way he comes in a game, oh my God, whoever will do that for us in the next few years, that is a high, high bar. Because how many games he won for us in this way is insane. So that's one, and then Bobby comes on, plays top football, is between the lines and scores a fantastic goal. Wonderful story, one well deserved story. So this day was not an easy day for us, no excuse for anything. It just was not easy because we all love these four boys. It was clear somehow you have to prepare it a little bit, you prepare here and there a little, what is it, pictures, presents, these kind of thing, and then, but first, as a super important game. And this part of the day was the first half, not great, I would say. And we were too much in a rush. We, in both departments, with the ball, without the ball, our pressing was not good. It was, you could see we won, but just the timing was, wow, who is where? And that was not helpful, so we played in their cards. They could have moments in the game, and they're a good football team, obviously. They score their goal, they get a penalty, score their goal. It was clear in the second half, you have to calm down and just play, but increase the pressure, but calm down in the red area. So, and that's what we did, and then you could see the whole game was for Aston Villa super intense as well. They were really done in the second half. There were cramps here and there and all these kind of things. So we could create our moments. We scored a goal, which was disallowed. I scored a goal, which was allowed. And so it's a draw, and that's okay. I think the whole season is rather a season where you qualify for European League than for Champions League. We were too long not good enough for ourselves. So, and I think we made it pretty exciting. I didn't think that was possible 7 weeks ago. The boys did really well in that period. I think our people enjoyed it as well. You could see today they are not angry with us. They are looking forward to a new Premier League season and a European League season. So do I. I know we have sort of a game to play, just. What the people did anyway, like the mural for Bobby Firmino, I don't know when it was last time that touched. Yesterday we drove to the stadium because we leave our cars here, and then you pass that and it's not finished yet. It was like in the middle of something, and think, wow, how often these people do the right things in the right moment is absolutely insane. And it's a big, big gesture, and Bobby was really like that. And it's a big gesture, I have to say, really big.
James?
Yeah, obviously the referee got told to look again for the disallowed goal by VAR. Are you surprised he wasn't told to go to the monitor for the major challenge?
I was. Oh, I saw, Oh, that's, I'm not sure you saw Cody.
Yeah.
But he looks like sponsored by a very famous brand. It's like three, massive. I didn't see it back. So, was it a red card from your point of view? So then it's a question. I cannot answer that question. I was in, but I was probably too far away from that and saw Cody only later than when he showed it to me that you cannot do that without making a proper foul. I asked the ref why the offside goal was an offside goal, because offside situations I think should be kind of clear, but he explained it to me. This is a subjective decision. He thinks it is a not deliberate action from the defender. I think it is, and I think the VAR was not sure, so he maybe thought it's possible. But in the end, subjective decisions, how can you argue about that? He made it, and that's it.
Do you ever worry about Eddie Martinez's time wasting? It's his seventh yellow card this season for time wasting. Is that a problem for you to look at?
Look, it's really difficult. So I spoke already to your television colleagues, and it's just, I think it's an important thing to talk about. Just, I'm a bit afraid that you make, again, not the best of it. Honestly, because it's then Klopp said. I think the problem is obvious. I watched last week a lot of football, or tried to, because it was when you saw Sevilla against Juventus, 2-1 up, ball boys gone. Wow. Then Leverkusen against Rome, the Leverkusen players were really like, but we say that's smart, that's, it's allowed, and do it like that, and it's fine. I think the whole season, we saw it in general a bit too often. It's not always time wasting, it's very often rhythm break as well. Just when your opponent is really going for it, and all of a sudden a player goes down and you scratch your head, what did he have? So I think today it was obvious 10 minutes is okay. Just had the feeling that in these 10 minutes, it would have been worth another 5. And that's a bit of a problem. Again, it has nothing to do any now with the result today or in general our season and these kind of things. But it would be cool if we could talk about that as well. That's it.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.